بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Continuing on the chapter on the obligation to obey those in authority in lawful matters and the prohibition of obeying them in unlawful matters. Here again we explain that those are in authority in an Islamic country, then we have to obey them so long as their rules, regulations are in conformity with the regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so long as they are obeying and showing us and teaching us, and the laws that they promulgate, these laws are in conformity with the laws of Allah Ta'ala. But if the laws that are put in place are now going in opposition to the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and the laws of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the laws of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are actually the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then what we are taught to do in this situation is to obey the law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So continuing with this, we got two short ahadith today. An Anas radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, isma'u wa ati'u, wa in istu'mila alaykum abdun habashiyun, ka'anna ra'sahu zabibatun, rawahu al-Bukhari. This hadith is actually teaching us, this is what we're going to do now, is that to what extent we have to go to obey those that Allah Ta'ala has given leadership over us. To what extent we have to go to obey them, despite their looks, despite the appearance, despite the social standing, the fact that they have been put in charge, in place, we have to obey them. One thing this hadith teaches us, Islam is not a religion about color, race, creed. It got nothing to do with a person's language or person's background. If a person is put in position of authority, he deserves to be respected. There's no racism in Islam at all. This hadith will teach us so clearly to what extent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us to obey those in authority. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen and obey. In other words, listen and obey to those in authority. Even if an Abyssinian slave, black slave, person from Ethiopia, Abyssinian slave, that time it was known as Abyssinia, now it's known as Habsha. At that time also Arabic called Habshi, so therefore Rasulullah referred to Abdun Habshiyun, an Abyssinian slave whose head is like that of a raisin. In other words, looks also, this person has no looks. Rasulullah is explaining this in detail to explain to us, to show us that it is not about color. Unfortunately, we're living in a time and age, and we're living in an era, if somebody from Europe says something, somebody from America says something, because of the color, because of the language, because of the race, then it gets accepted very quickly. But if a president of some African country has to say something, or for a citizen of one African country has to say something, who will give any attention to it? Why? Because this world has become like this. People have become like this, that we're actually looking to see what the color of the person, what language, what nationality, to such an extent that even access now to Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwara, if a person is coming from a Western country, and he gets much easier access even for Hajj and Umrah than a person coming from an African country. So look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us on the contrary. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that listen and obey even if a black Abyssinian slave whose head is like that of a raisin, in other words, he got absolutely no looks also, that type of person is appointed, listen to him and obey him. It's not about the race, it's not about the color, it's about following who is put in charge. In other words, respect the authority. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. Imagine telling this to Arabs, who historically were so proud of their lineage, so proud of the fact that they were Arabs, so proud of the fact that they had a different type of color, different type of look, different type of history. Telling this to Arabs who were so proud of their nationality, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them that even if a black person whose head looks like a raisin, even then if he is put in authority, you respect him irrespective of your lineage and your background. That is not important. What is important is obeying who has been put in charge. Teaching us so beautifully how Islam got nothing to do at all with any type of racism. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayka as-sam'u wa ta'atu في عسرك ويسرك ومنشطك ومكرهك وأثرة عليك. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is compulsory upon you to listen and obey in your times of difficulty and ease, and with regard to what pleases you, what displeases you, and even if others are given preferential treatment over you. Rasulullah SAW is explaining to what extent you got to go to obey those that are put in authority. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that in times of ease and in times of difficulty, sometimes when things are going well, then to listen to the authority is easy. Everything is going well, the price of petrol is cheap, the price of food is cheap, the price of oil is cheap, the price of eggs are cheap, everything is found, medical is found, hospital. Now to listen to those in authority become very easy. Why, everything is found for us here, it's so nice. So Rasulullah is saying in times of ease and in times of difficulty, even if the petrol price is going up, oil price is going up, this is going up, now it becomes hard. Rasulullah is saying that obey in times of difficulty and in times of ease. And Rasulullah went on to say that obey in those matters that pleases you and those matters that displease you. Now here obviously we explain that in matters that don't have to do with deen, if it is deeny matters that are going against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we don't obey the authority at all. This is talking about administrative matters. Some matters may please us, some may not please us, some we may find convenient, some we may not find convenient, but if a person is put in authority in an Islamic country, in a real Islamic country, then even those things that don't please us, we're not happy about this particular aspect of the system, or we're not happy about that aspect of the system, even then obey the system. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then went on to say that even if others were given preferential treatment over you, when people are given preferential treatment over us, then it becomes very, very upsetting. That how come this person has got some type of preferential treatment over me? I felt I was deserving of that position. I felt I was deserving of that job, but someone else got it. Even in situations like that, still respect the authority. To what extent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us? If everyone like that respects the authority, we'll have a country that is flowing so smoothly, there won't be factional fighting between each group. There won't be any type of disrespect shown to the authority. Everyone is showing respect. Everyone is obeying. So long as the authority himself is obeying the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. Increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From now make niyat that I want to come early for the Jummah salah. If a person makes niyat now from Fajr, then it becomes very easy for him to plan when to close his shop, when to leave the job, when to come to the masjid. Already he's preparing from now. And we should recite Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. Don't leave it for the last minute. Try and the earlier we can finish it, the better, so that we don't forget it. If a person has time and has the opportunity and he knows for sure he can read it after Asr, then there is no problem. And at the same time, we should try and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah and engage in dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.